जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जयशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुवाद परमहंस प्रभाजकाचार्य स्वामी गिरीश ईश भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुवाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुवान तिलापृष्ठ भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरी श्रीमद डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी श्रीमद डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी श्रीमद डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी श्रीनाथ प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 इंटाइटल द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट नंबर 47। ततश्च सौरी भगवत प्रचोदिता श्रुतं समादाय सूतिका गृहात् यदा बहिर्गन्तुमेष तर्हजा या जोगमाया जननिन्द जायया ततश्च सौरे भगवत् प्रचोदिता ततश्च सौरे भगवत् प्रचोदिता सूतं समादाय ससूतिका गृहात् यदा बहिर्गन्तुमेष तर्हजा या योगमाया जनिनन्दजायया ततश्च शौरीर्भगवत् प्रचोदिता सुतं समादाय ससूतिका गृहात् यदा बहिर्गन्तुमेष तर्हजा या योगमाया जनिनन्दजायया माता जी ततः देयर आफ्टर च इंडीड शौरिः वसुदेव भगवत प्रचोदितः बीइंग इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सुतं हिज सन समादाया कैरिंग वेरी केयरफुली सह ही सूतिका गृहात फ्रॉम द मेटर्निटी रूम Yada. When? Bahi gantum. To go outside. Iesa desired. Tarahi exactly at that time. Aja the transcendental energy who also never take birth. Ya who Yoga Maya is known as Yoga Maya. Ajani took birth. Nandajaya from the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur discussed that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda. Along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya, as the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu. And because Vasudeva was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudeva worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna as the son of Yashoda and the son of Devaki. This is explained by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur on the authority of Harivansa. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchurjin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Siva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Chair. Sorry, yeah. No, I'll be there.
She's bringing another chair.
Sorry. They need to have, tell your husband to have proper vyasasana. Tell your husband to have proper vyasasana. No, it's back support. Hold. Look proper. Like chair. Get a proper vyasasana made. Yes. With back support. Ajan Kashmaj. So now devotee are becoming old.
And leaving the leg down means energy goes down. So you have to fold it. Best thing to speak Bhagavatam is from one asana known as Padmasana. Like he is sitting, it is Sulabhasana. But Padmasana means both leg up. No, this is called Vajrasana. This is good for hearing. Parikshit Maharaj heard on this asana. This is good for hearing, concentration. And Padmasana is good for speaking. Sukadeva Goswami spoke from Padmasana. If you see the picture here, Sukadeva Goswami is sitting on Padmasana. And Parikshit is hearing Vajrasana. So the asana has a very important part to play. Now this asana, I am sitting, I don't know, this is America asana. You know, all the energy gets drawn. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So this verse is very, very dear to me. Bhurijan Prabhu once told me that from Vishnu Puran, and he indicated me of this verse, about my name. He said, Devaki Nandan is also name of Yashoda Nandan. So he was saying that you are in Vrindavan Rasa, your name is of Vrindavan Rasa, not on Mathura Rasa. So you should study Bhagavatam and get the taste of Bhagavatam. So he said, and this asloka clarify Krishna as Yashoda Nanda and Devaki Nanda same time. Both are one and same. So this is just out of something that I remember, I just wanted to mention. Now let us get on the verse. He said, Tata Chasauri Bhagavat Prachodita. Tata means thereafter. As you started, he pointed out from one of the purport of Srila Prabhupada that how Krishna was anxious to go to Gokul. And Krishna has indicated this to Vasudeva earlier when talking that please take me from here to Gokul. Now he wanted to go to Gokul. Just imagine if he would have gone to Gokul in four, just grown up with four hands and, you know, they are like Vishnu form. Then the Vatsalya bhav of Mother Yashoda would have not developed. So Krishna wanted to go like a small child. Now how Krishna can do anything and everything? What did, you know, when Kamsa was carrying Devaki, what did he hear? He heard eighth child, right, will be your death. He will kill you. So Krishna appeared as Vishnu, as eighth child. He could have killed then and there. Matter over. But Krishna wanted to perform different pastime for his devotee. So he brought the fear in the mind of Devaki that Kamsa will kill this child also. There is no reason for Devaki to be fearful, because the prophecy has said that eighth child will kill. Vishnu has appeared. Devaki and Vasudeva are a great devotee of the Lord. They have firm faith in the Lord. There are no, you know, need to be fearful. But this was Krishna who brought this such a strong fear, the feeling of fear in Devaki's heart and mind, that she requested him, please give up this form and take the form of a small child. So before doing that, Lord pacified them, and finally he did, as we heard yesterday, iti uttava iti uttava asid hari tushnim bhagavan atmaya pitro sampasato saddho babhuva prakrita sisu. Prakrita sisu. He became a small child. Tata, thereafter. The word cha means Lord anxiety or Lord curiosity. this cha word has different understanding. One understanding is Devaki thinking that he is my child, and same time he thinks him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. This two bhava has come in Devaki. Other meaning of cha means as soon as Krishna became a small child, same time in Yashoda's place, Sibaji Goswami said two child were born. But Jogmaya was playing her part that everybody was in deep sleep in Mathura, and in Gokul everybody was just watching Krishna Leela. So much so that even Yashoda did not know that she had delivered one child or two child. Other places it has been described that Krishna, actually in Bhagavatam 10th canto chapter 2, when he was telling Jogmaya what she had to do, one of the things he said that you should take birth as Anuja. Anuja means after me. Anu means following and Ja means taking birth. So you take birth after me. That means Krishna appeared as Anusabhagena. The word has been there in 10:29. Anusabhagena. He was telling. Where is that? Yatha aham Anusabhagena. Devakya putrata subhem prapasi tom jasodayam nandapatna bhavishyati. Krishna told to Jogmaya, yatha aham ansabhagena, means yatha means same time, aham ansabhagena, when I appeared as my plenary expansion, where Devakya putratam, as a son of Devaki, O Subhe, O Kalyani, prapasyami tvam yasodayam, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Maharaj Nanda. O all auspicious Jogmaya, I shall there appear with my full six opulence as the son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yashoda, the queen of Nanda. So it was all planned. So this thing happened. Now, Krishna, the other question is, when Krishna became a small, that time Jogmaya appeared. If Jogmaya would have appeared when Krishna appeared, then even Devaki and Vasudev would have also gone in slumber. Because everybody in Mathura, they were in slumber. So they could have also gone in slumber. But she appeared after. Therefore, everybody went in slumber, but not Vasudev and Devaki. Other meaning given by that Vasudev was carrying Krishna. So wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be Maya. So Maya affected on everybody in Mathura, but not on Vasudev, because Vasudev was carrying Krishna, the baby Krishna. So that is meaning of cha. Here, chatascha sauri bhagavat prachodita. Vasudev, see, each word has a very deep meaning. Vasudev is addressed here as Sauri. Sauri means the descendant of Suryavansha. Shauri also means powerful, brave. Sukadeva Goswami addressed him as Shauri. Just try to understand the situation. Vasudev is taking a great risk by taking the child out of Sutakagriha, out of, you know, the place where Krishna appeared. I mean, of course, he hand was tied, got open. But what is happening outside, he didn't know till he took Krishna out. All the watchmen were there. Kamsa was not sleeping, he was waiting for this eighth child. Kamsa was well aware the time Devaki conceived. It is described by Acharya that all 8 months there are big festival there in the prison house of Kamsa. The demigod used to come sing different song, and whoever saw Devaki, they became Krishna conscious. Darsana pavitra kara e tomar gun. Devaki purified everyone. So much so that knew you went to Kamsa. And Kamsa became very curious. And he came to see Devaki. When he saw Devaki, he also got purified. He knew very well that this child is my call. This child is going to kill me. Do you think Kamsa would have not killed Devaki or a child that time? Just by hearing when Devaki was married, just by hearing that her 8th child will kill you, she pulled her hair. He pulled her hair and he was going to cut her throat. But Vasudev preached him and released Devaki from the clutches of the hand of Kamsa. And here Kamsa can see his call, his death personification is there in Devaki womb. That time when you are holding her kacha, the word has been used kacha, when the woman, they get married, before marriage their hair is being washed with so many, you know, ingredients. They don't go to beauty parlor. Now they go to beauty parlor for hairdressing. That time it was at home, different kind of, you know, tonic. By the tonic, in your hair was washed. So, and dressed very nicely. So that hair is called kacha. So Kamsa caught that hair, kacha. The Bhagavatam, the word has come, kacha. And Vasudev pacified Kamsa by 3 things. Why he should not kill Devaki? He said, one is, she is your sister, who is like your daughter. Secondly, she is newly married. And third is, she is abala, she is woman. And you are the king. Why should you kill abala, woman, newly married, and your own daughter, sister, younger sister like daughter? And now Kamsa is saying, when he had darshan of Devaki, where Krishna was there, he said, I am a king, how can I kill her? She is my citizen. And she is pregnant now. And she is my, you know, she is abala, how can I kill her? One point where I had to kill, but Vasudev had to preach. And now he himself is saying, that is the power of Krishna consciousness. That even demon can be purified. And Kamsa got purified and he decided not to kill Devaki. He went in his palace, everything was okay till next morning. All his ministers, they came and they started preaching him. So by association, he had association of Devaki, he got purified. And he got association of his minister, again he became brum. Square one. So Kamsa, that night when Krishna appeared, was not sleeping. He was restless. He couldn't sleep. All the security and watchmen, they were extra careful. The tonight is the night Devaki is going to give birth. Do you think Vasudeva did not know? He knew everything. That if he will be caught, not only child, but he will also be killed. But Sukadeva Goswami used the word here, Sauri. Sauri means courageous. In Krishna consciousness, we should be courageous. If you want to carry Krishna, if you want to carry the message of Krishna consciousness, you have to be courageous. Go anywhere. Prabhupada came to America. Is Prabhupada courage to come to America? Somebody was saying that once there was some interfaith or something, and some Christian professor or well-known Christian, they were saying how Prabhupada is greater than even Jesus and Muhammad. And they were comparing that Jesus Christ preached to his own people of the same language, same culture. He preached to them. Muhammad, he preached to his family people and his relative. But Prabhupada come to West. It was not his language. It was not his culture, it was not his people, nor family people. Thus Prabhupada is greater than even Muhammad and Jesus Christ. That was the Christian scholar. They came on the conclusion. How? Because Prabhupada took courage to come to West without any money, without any contact number. At least we come with 100 contact number in Chicago, whom I had to call Sunil Madhava Prabhu, you know, Himangi Mataji, this one, that one, somebody come in to pick me up, somebody do this thing. Prabhupada had nothing. But he had courage. So courage is very important in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, Ussaha, Nishchaya, Dhairya, Tat Tat Karma Parvartanat. So first ingredient is Utsaha. Vasudeva was so enthusiastic because Lord wanted to go. So Lord gave him extra. And other thing to understand from this verse here, by this word sorry, that devotee who are Krishna conscious do not need to worry for anything because Krishna always protects. Avasya rakhive Krishna viswasapalan. I have firm faith that Krishna will protect me. So the word sauri has been used for Krishna for a particular thing, and that is for his courage. What is he doing? Bhagavat prachodita. He is ready to do the work what the Lord has asked for. What did Lord ask? Hari Bol Prabhu. What Krishna has asked Vasudev to do? Yes, I am asking you. No. If you sleep, how will you know? Earlier I said, Krishna has asked that take me to Nand Gokul. He asked him to take me to Nand Gokul. The prachodita, prakrishna upena chodita, means he made him understand. Sometimes we hear something but we don't understand. So prachodita means not only Krishna told him, but Krishna made him understand that what he is supposed to do. I mean, when Krishna told that you should take me to Gokul, that time Krishna was in forearm. You are not a small kid. Therefore, prachodita is very significant that Vasudev understood. When Krishna said, take means he had to be a small kid. How can he carry in a forearm Vishnu? So he understood prachodita. Sutam samadaya sa sutika grihat. Please go on this asloka. I am explaining word by word. Sutam. Why this small kid is known as Suta? He appeared as Vishnu. But he is addressed here as Suta, means as a son. So affection was there in Vasudev and Devaki for Krishna as a son. Therefore it is mentioned Suta. Or Samadaya. Samadaya means properly, very nicely. He just did not carry in his hand. He brought a beautiful basket. He brought a nice bedding. He got a nice makmal, cloth. And he put Krishna very nicely. He covered Krishna. And then he took Krishna on his head. Therefore it says, Samadaya. Samadaya means Prabhupada translates caring carefully. Means nicely, comfortably making Krishna in that basket, and then he is going very carefully, walking very carefully, so nobody can hear the sound. The Kansa's attendants will not hear, nobody will hear. So Samadaya. Sa sutika grihat. Sa means where the Lord appeared. I, a small kid, not at Vishnu. When Vishnu appeared, that cannot be called sutika griha, that is temple. When Lord appeared in four arm, that is the temple. But sutika griha is where a child is born. So, same place the Lord appear in four arm also, but same time when Mother Devaki prayed for, requested to please give up your this form, he gave the form. And thus, this is mentioned here as Sutika Griha, that prison house where Krishna appear, that indicates that one. Yadar Bahir Gantum Yesa Tarahaja. On same timing, at the same time when Krishna became a small boy, other hand, Jogmaya, he say, Aja, Jogmaya is, see, Jogmaya is never separated from Krishna. She never separated from Krishna. Mahamaya, she comes and she has covered us. But Jogmaya, she never separated. She always with Krishna. Therefore, Jiva Goswami clears that when it said, Aja ya Jogmaya Ajani, see, this Aja is of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, it is here only that one boy and one girl, they came. So, Aja is meant for Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Ajani is made for Jogmaya. So both of them appeared same time. See this sequence. When Krishna became a small kid, they also appeared there. Where they appeared? He said, Nanda Jayaya. Each word has a meaning. Ordinarily, Nanda Jaya means from the wife of Nanda Maharaj. English does not have any word. What can I say? The wife, which wife is called Jaya? Which wife is called Patni? Which wife is called Grihini? The Jaya means a wife who gives a child. Is called Jaya. A wife who sits with her husband in puja or jagya, she is called Patni. A wife who takes care of household work, she is called Grihini. In Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 10, when Krishna was caught for stealing butter, he said, Ekada grihadasisu jasoda nandagehini karamantar nijiktasu nirmanthanam swayam dadhi. Ekada grihadasisu jasoda nandagehini. Who is Yashoda? Nanda Gehini. Gehini means wife. Wife of Nanda. That is English word. But Sanskrit is Nanda Gehini. Gehini means one who does the all household work. The wife who does the household work, cooking, cleaning, you know, making everything okay at home. That wife is called Gehini. The wife who sits with husband in fire sacrifice or in puja and all these things, she is called Patni. The wife who gives birth to a child is called Jaya. So here the word has been used. Ya yoga maya ajani nanda jaya. So which wife? One who has given birth. Now many acharya, they talk that when Vasudeva was bringing Krishna, that maybe we will read later on, because that will come in next chapter, but anyway I'll just give a summary, that Vasudeva's hand was freed from the shackle. All the special security guard who had come especially from Bihar, from Gaya, you know, for eight months, the watchmen were from Kamsa. But 9 months, this watchmen were arranged by Jarasandha, the father-in-law, a special American security guard, Lamba Chowda, thoda. Big guys were there. Always alert. But even they slept. All the door got open. Serving Krishna is not so easy. But if we are representative of Sauri, if we are courageous and we want to serve Krishna, it may appear first time there is a problem. But if we are determined to serve Krishna, then all the problem will get over. You see, one after another problem. First he was shackled by iron chain, got open. Door were closed, open. The watchmen were there, the security guard, they slept. Even when he came out, the torrents of rain like cats and dogs. Acharya, we are explaining that rain was the joy of the Indra. Indra was so happy that Lord has come. And everybody was there to welcome the Lord. All the demigods were there to welcome the Lord. And thus heavy rain was falling. And then Sankarsana Dev thought, hey, I have come here to serve my Lord. And he came, boom, immediately. Became umbrella. All this problem was there. But Vasudev, he was determined to follow the instruction of Lord. And what was the Lord's instruction? Take me to Nanda Gokul. Take me to Gokul. Do you think Vasudev did not see all these things? He saw everything, but nothing affected on him. Because his goal was very clear. Ekeha Kurunandana. He was very focused. So in our Krishna consciousness, we should be always focused. Maya will always test us in different form. In name, fame, glories, money, woman, and what not. Maya will always test us. But if we are focused, Maya could do nothing. But if you are not focused, Prabhupada said, walking on the path of Krishna consciousness is like walking on the razor blade. When you say, you're not careful, you cut. Nowadays, of course, there are different kind of razor blade with 5 blades, so you don't get cut. But earlier, with 1 blade, you can cut. So Prabhupada is saying about that one. If you're not careful, you cut. So if you're not careful, Maya jhapatiya dhare, immediately she will grab you. So you should be always careful, and we learn from here that how Vasudeva was very focused. When he went to Jamuna, Jamuna seeing the Lord, she was crying from the separation of the Lord. Bhudevi was so happy to see the Lord, her husband coming. She gave the clear path. Jamuna, she started flowing, she was crying from separation of the Lord. Jamuna is one of the patrani of the Lord. The Lord has come and she wanted to touch the feet of the Lord. And water came up to here, but Vasudeva is focused. More than this, in Bhagavatam, it is stated that Vasudeva took Krishna and he went straightway in the palace of Yashoda. Earlier, the king had separate palace and queen had separate palace. Nowadays, they make the bed, right? King side bed and queen side bed. Right? The queen has a separate bed, king has a separate bed. But earlier the palace was, man stays separately, woman stays separately. And therefore there is so much respect for the man and woman. Now they stay together, then no respect. Earlier there is respect. So, Nanda Grihat, Yashoda, the word is Yashodalaya or something like that. That Vasudeva is taking Krishna in the palace of Yashoda. Just for 1 second imagine, it is village, it's not city, it's not Chicago or America, that next door what is going on, no one knows. In village, even a needle will drop, whole village will know. Everybody will know. So much so that what cooking is going on in your house, other people they know what cooking is going on. In village, it's very open. So just imagine, Nanda and Vasudeva, they are very close friends. And middle of night, Vasudeva is entering in Yashoda's palace. What will happen next day? Vasudeva, who is close friend of Nand Baba, is entering in middle of night in Yashoda palace. My goodness, news will hit everywhere. But Vasudeva was very focused. He knew his duty, what he supposed to do. He was supposed to go and leave this baby there. He did that. So this Krishna and this Krishna, they merged together. And he took Jogmaya. Now, when he took Jogmaya, then all the problem started. He passed Jamuna. He came. The watchmen, they all got up. The jail got closed. And as soon as a child came, she started crying. And everybody got up. So this is what happened. If you have Krishna, all demoniac forces will slip. All the obstacle in the path of Krishna consciousness will be destroyed. But if you take Maya, then you will have every step problem. Padam padam jat vipadam nati sam samasrita ji padapallavam palavam mahat padam punyaso murari bhavam buddhi vasa param padam 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 jat vipadam nati sam. There is problem always. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has created this Krishna consciousness moment for us to accept Krishna consciousness and remain always focused, like Vasudeva focus. And this way, no matter how much obstacle will come, we'll overcome all the obstacle. Have faith in the process. Have faith in the process. And then result you will see yourself. To summarize this verse, here, four things is made clear. One thing, that Vasudev is very courageous in following the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second thing, he is taking Krishna, a small baby Krishna, samadaya, in a very comfortable way. Serving Krishna, we should take any inconvenience. But Krishna should not have inconvenience. Krishna should be offered everything best. Best flower, best dress, best food stuff, everything best. We should learn from Vasudev. Vasudev took a lot of trouble, but he kept Krishna very nicely. And he walked. And third thing, at the same time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yada bahir gantu me satar haja. As soon as he walked out of the Sutika Griha, same time, Lord appear as the son of Yashoda, Yashoda Nandan, along with Jogamaya. And the third about Krishna and fourth about appearance of Jogamaya from Nandajaya or from the wife of Nand Maharaj. So I describe the meaning of Jaya. Jaya means one who gives birth to a child. The wife who gives birth to a child is called Jaya. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, very nice explanation. And if you go back to previous verses, we can find in Prabhupada explained that same question also I had asked to Ramapada Maharaj. So Prabhupada explained that Krishna advised Vasudeva to think him as son, and also
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is
Sutta Bhavana, Bhagavata Bhavana.
Yeah, Putra Bhavana.
Putra Bhavana.
Right.
And Bhagavata Bhavana.
Yeah. So here that's the answer is coming here in this verse. So how simultaneously that he can think
yes.
Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and son.
Yes.
But my question is, again I am repeating the same question, that is, see, Vatsalya Prema, Vatsalya, and Vatsalya means Vatsalya Prema, and simultaneously how it will go with the mood of reverence, like mood of reverence means giving respect, when Vasudeva or Devaki will think Krishna as
see,
Supreme Personality of God.
Vatsalya of two kinds. One is called Eswarjamai Vatsalya and one is Eswarjamai. Eswarjamai Vatsalya and other is called as Madhuryamai Vatsalya. Eswarjamai means awe and reverence. Awe and reverence. With reverence. Awe and reverence. That is Eswarjamai. Knowing Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Madhuryamai means only love, no reverence. So sometime when Krishna used to kill some demon and they say, oh, your son is not an ordinary son. He must be some demigod. You know? Do you remember Gargacharya said that Narayan Sama, he like Narayan? Mother Yashoda will never believe. He said, Krishna, come here. They say you are the God, you are Vishnu, you are Narayan. And she pulls ear, and Krishna is crying. See, this is Narayan, he is crying. Narayan will cry? What kind of Narayan he is? So Yashoda never believed Krishna as Narayan. I will give practical example of today. A mother, she has a child, a small boy, 5-year-old boy or 2-year-old boy, and she also have a son who is 15-year or 20-year. Both are her son, but see the difference in her affection. Both are son, but her affection for a small kid is more deeper than affection for a grown-up son. Right? A small son, she can bathe him, she can feed him, even naked, but a grown-up son, she can do that? No. Because that is Aishwarya, that is Madhurya. Yes.
I remember reading in the Back to Godhead, they asked Srila Prabhupada, who is Jesus Christ? And he said, he is our guru. So a Mahabhagavat doesn't think he's a Mahabhagavat. So that might put you at ends with Christians by saying certain things, so you have to phrase it in a certain way. You know,
saying?
You have to phrase it in a certain way for people to understand. Otherwise, they think you're, diminishing Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So Prabhupada said, who is Jesus Christ? He said, he is our guru. He is a Mahabhagavat.
Yes.
So, I mean, I kind of got the misunderstanding that you were saying that Prabhupada was greater than Jesus.
Not me.
No.
Oh. No, I said some Christian scholar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There was a interfaith.
Yeah.
And there they were saying, in a sense, they were comparing there, not like, position, but comparison, mm-hmm. that Jesus Christ preached in environment to his own people, his own language,
yeah.
own culture. Muhammad preached to his family member and his, village people. But Prabhupada, he came from India, different country, different language, different culture, no relative, no friend, in that comparison.
Yeah, I get a better understanding now.
We are not saying, they were saying.
Then one thing is, when you're pure, we'll say Prabhupada was pure, Jesus was pure, so purity is a force.
Yes.
So, once you become pure, I guess there's no greater or lesser, it's pure, right?
Yes.
So that was my understanding.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Purity is a force. All right, so we'll stop here. We're over time. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Rashtra Bhagavatam ki jai.